Wednesday of Holy Week. The Gospel is Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 and following. Yesterday we had the account of the betrayal by St. John. Today we have it from Matthew. Both speak to us about the betrayal happening precisely during the Last Supper. Well, it is a process, the betrayal. It starts with resentments. It starts with allowing the devil to work enmity in your heart. We do not know exactly what was it that closed the heart of Judas, but the Lord wants us to be aware that this is in the gospel because the same poison is being meted to all of us. And sometimes, in different degrees, we have allowed it. It is when we feel resentment, when we feel bitterness, when we feel that we have been slighted or passed over, or others have been unfair with us, some wound deep in our soul has been touched, and we recoil, and we feel bad about the other person. Now, why this happened with Judas, we don't know, but we can think of a few things. For example, it is known that Judas was a zealot. He had expectations of a Messiah that would overthrow the Romans. So when he hears Jesus speak about loving your enemy, and then saying that in nowhere among the Jews he has found so much faith as in the centurion, who is a Roman, well, this was very bad for Judas. He was very upset. Perhaps he began to think that Jesus was a dreamer, that Jesus was not realistic about the evil of the Romans. And probably he thought that turning him over would force Jesus to come really and plant his feet on the earth. Is that not ironic? Here is a creature judging how God should come to earth. And this is the way we are. Judas, of course, did not realize the immensity of the sin he was committing. He was just upset. Like the children get upset, but now it's a mature man with a lot more responsibility. And so do we have more responsibility when we get upset, when we get bitter. It happens among spouses, among family members. Another possibility is that Judas, being probably the most educated or among the most educated of the apostles, felt upset that Peter was chosen to be the head. Why him? I'm better qualified. I think I can do the job better. And after all, Peter is a hothead. He's too spontaneous. He's crazy. How can we follow him? So God knows all this thing going on in the head of Judas. But the truth is that bitterness grew and resentment grew. And perhaps also when he complained about the anointing of the feet of Jesus with a precious oil, it's an indication of something already going wrong. He sees everything in an angle of complaining, of opposing Jesus. He thinks he can do a better job. And then, knowing that the Pharisees are against Jesus gave him a greater sense of justification. You see, even the religious authorities agree with me, this is going in the wrong direction. And so he chose to betray him for 30 silver pieces. My dear family, the point here is not to think how bad Judas is. The point is to allow Jesus to reveal to us the same poison in some way in our own heart. Because we all have sometime betrayed Jesus. We have all sinned. Now, think about the contrast. While Judas is giving him away for money, Jesus is going to the Last Supper to give himself away, to offer his life for all, for the good and the bad, including for Judas. But Judas will not receive it. And so it is Passover, and the gospel makes it clear it was night. Night in more ways than one. It was the time of the powers of darkness. And Jesus says it very clearly, one will betray me. And in an almost cynical way, Judas says, surely it is not I, Lord. But Jesus says, you have said so. Jesus is fully aware of what is going on, and yet he chooses to love and to go forward. Please, today, enter the grief of Jesus for Judas, whom he loved so greatly, and for all of us, and enter into the burden of having this betrayal going on in his Last Supper, the last time he's going to be with them, and the sorrow of knowing what Judas is going to do, not only to him, to Jesus, but what he's going to do to himself. God bless you.